Check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Hey, we're back at the Caldwell County Extension. I was really talking about what these folks do to help out youth in Caldwell County and just farmers and folks in general and the entire community as well. Ashley Board, FCS agent here. Ashley, tell us some of the things you're involved in and you do.
Well, my main goal is to build strong families. So I work with audiences of all ages, from that tiny toddler to the senior adult and everywhere in between. And I have several different programs for preschool age. I offer a Laugh and Learn play date here and collaborate with the library for their story hour. I go visit them once a month and offer stories, songs, and stretches. So those are two of my main preschool programs.
And the FCS agent's job and really your role has changed a lot over the last probably 20, 30 years from what folks were doing several years ago. But there are a lot of folks that are still doing home canning, a lot of things in the home, and you help with that.
Yes, if it happens in the home, I probably have a program for it. We still teach food preservation classes. We try to do those once a year at least. And the food preservation has changed over the years. So even if it's something that you've been doing for years and years and years, it may have updated. So come see me. I can help you learn the research-based method and to make sure that your product is safe.
I think we saw a big change in people's desire to do that, maybe through the COVID pandemic. People are thinking more, what can I do at home and what can I do for myself versus having to buy at the grocery store?
Yes, exactly. And this year we had several come to our food preservation class, and we have started a homemade series, and we've made homemade pasta and pizza. Our last class was soups and paninis. So that has been a really big hit.
Yeah, but I bet it's a popular day here at the extension office too, isn't it?
It is. The staff really likes it whenever I test all these recipes. So.
Yeah, so are you testing something today?
I'm not testing anything today, but I am working on March's recipes, so I will be testing this weekend.
Do you have several homemaker organizations in the county?
We have 9 traditional homemaker clubs, and the traditional homemaker clubs meet monthly. Sometimes they meet in homes, they meet at a restaurant, but they have an educational lesson, and they socialize and have a great time. And then we also have 2 specialty homemaker programs now, a book club and a sewing club.
So obviously, something to fit everybody's needs and what they want in their lifestyle.
Yes, we have something for everybody.
Ashley, you're doing a great job, obviously, with the FCS agent here in Caldwell County. And Shane Bogle. Shane's on with us from time to time on the radio. But Shane, tell us some of the things you're involved in.
Well, being in Agriculture Week, the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture offers so much, Alan. We get to brag about it on the radio all the time. We're in families. We're in homes. We're on farms. We're everywhere. And the Caldwell County office is definitely no exception to that, because we have got great staff and folks that's out there. Of course, this time of year when our farmers are a little less busy in the field is when we're doing a lot of our educational meetings, finished up our good agriculture practices training for our tobacco producers just last week. And have pesticide applicator trainings for our commercial folks that are ongoing until spring.
Yeah, and everybody says that when you come home to the farm machinery show, farmers are thinking it's time to get ready to plant something. And I think that's pretty much kind of the judge or maybe the deciding factor. It's like, let's find out what we can do at the farm machinery show. Let's go home and get ready to plant.
Yeah, and it's a wish list. Let's definitely go up there and see what the new things are. And some of them come back with new toys as well. Yeah. But that is kind of a transitional period, you know, in Western Kentucky, because we have wheat actively growing out there right now that in very short few days, we'll start be putting nitrogen on and start thinking about watching it green up for spring. So it's going to be here before we know it.
We had some snow to coat it this time during these cold temperatures.
The wheat should be protected this time anyway with the snow on the ground. So,
how many farms do you have in Caldwell County? Any idea?
I believe the last time I looked, it was 360 maybe, and that is from a 10-acre on up. So lots of things can be considered a farm, and we have some folks with the farmers markets that are doing something on small acres but are making a living, you know, off a very small areas. And we have done several classes in the last few years, especially since COVID. We did a homesteading series right during COVID and at the end of COVID that was all about having a profitable enterprise in your backyard.
you see a lot of people, we were talking with Ashley about that too, but a lot of people are interested in raising a little garden or putting up their own products or own things like that.
Yes, and meat. We're, you know, freezer beef now and freezer pork. You're seeing a lot of that thing with especially with our specialty B&H butcher block up here. You're seeing a lot of local folks stuff in there, and that's just good for our local economy.
So if folks have questions about that or any kind of agriculture practice, large or small, you can help them with that.
That's correct. And we will announce we do have a master cattleman program that we'll be offering this year. We just got approved for that just this week, and several of the agents in this area will be working together. So folks is interested in getting a little more information on their beef production, that'll be a good 6-week class.
And a great program for Caldwell & Lyon. You guys have a great organization too.
Yes, the Caldwell & Lyon Cattlemen's Association. You can't say good enough about them. Their scholarships for some of the kids in this room has received scholarship from that organization. And when you see us out and you see the smoke coming out of the cooker, come over and say, hey.
Can't be that at all. We're visiting with Shane Bogle, one of our great agents here in Caldwell County. We're at Caldwell County Extension Office on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.